prophecy. It can be one of the most rancorous subjects debated in the Bible. Kirby Anderson looks at four views of Revelation. Now, on Probe.
Christians have always been intrigued by the book of Revelation. Tim LaHaye, in his hit series Left Behind, writes a fictional account based on his theological position that the events of Revelation will occur in the future. Popular radio talk show host Hank Anagraff responded, attacking the theology of LaHaye. In his book, The Apocalypse Code, Anagraff asserts that the events of Revelation have actually been largely fulfilled in 70 AD with the fall of the Jerusalem Temple. He criticizes theologians like LaHaye as taking a hyper-literal approach to Revelation. The debate has raised some confusion among Christians as to why there is a debate and how should we interpret the book of Revelation. Throughout church history, there have been four different views regarding the book of Revelation: the idealist, preterist, historist, and futurist view. The idealist view teaches that Revelation describes in symbolic language the battle between God and Satan and good against evil throughout the ages. The preterist view teaches that the events recorded in the book of Revelation have been largely fulfilled in 70 AD with the fall of the Jerusalem Temple. The historist view teaches that the book of Revelation is a symbolic presentation of church history beginning in the first century AD till the end of the age. The prophecies of Revelation are fulfilled in various historic events such as the fall of the Roman Empire, the Protestant Reformation, and the French Revolution. The futurist view teaches that Revelation and its prophecies of events will take place in the future. Events include the rapture of the church, 7 years of tribulation, and a millennial rule of Christ. Now, hermeneutics is the art and science of interpretation. Each view attempts to interpret Revelation according to the laws of hermeneutics. This is central to the debate on how we should approach and interpret Revelation. The idealist approach believes that apocalyptic literature, like Revelation, should be interpreted allegorically. The preterist and historist views are in some way similar to the allegorical method, but it is more accurate to say that they view Revelation as symbolic history. The preterist views Revelation as a symbolic presentation of events that occurred in 70 AD, while the historist school views the events as symbolic of all Western church history. The futurist school believes that Revelation should be interpreted literally, therefore the events of Revelation are to occur at a future time. This week we're going to look at four views of Revelation.
You've been listening to Probe with your host Kirby Anderson. Revelation has been hotly debated and can be confusing. So download your free copy of Pat Zukerin's transcript, Four Views of Revelation, today at probe.org. Again, that's probe.org. And join us next time here on Probe.
In this series, we're studying the four views of Revelation that have been taught throughout church history. The first view is the idealist or spiritual view. This view uses the allegorical method to interpret the book of Revelation. According to this view, Revelation is not a record or prophecies of specific historical events. The imagery of the book symbolically presents the ongoing struggle of God against Satan and good against evil throughout the ages. In the end, God is victorious and his sovereignty is displayed throughout the ages. Now, one author summarizes the view by saying, quote, "It is a philosophy of history wherein Christian forces are continuously meeting and conquering the demonic forces of evil," unquote. Now, a proponent of this view, William Milligan, in his commentary in Revelation says, quote, "While the apocalypse thus embraces the whole period of the Christian dispensation, it sets before us within this period the action of great principles and not specific events. We are not to look in the apocalypse for specific events, both for the exhibition of the principles which govern the history of both the world and the church," unquote. So the symbols of Revelation are not tied to specific events, but point to themes throughout church history. The battles in Revelation are viewed as spiritual warfare, the persecution of Christians, or wars in general that have occurred in history. For example, each seal, trumpet, and bowl judgment represents natural disasters, war, or famines that occur throughout history as God works out his plan in history. Catastrophes represent God's displeasure with sinful man, however, rebellion mankind endures these judgments but refuses to turn and to repent. Now, the strength of this view is that it avoids the problem of harmonizing passages with events in history. It also makes the book of Revelation applicable and relevant for all periods of church history. but there are several weaknesses with this view. First, this view denies the book of Revelation any specific historical fulfillment. The symbols portray the ever-present conflict, but no necessary consummation of historical process. Second, reading spiritual meanings into the text has led to all kinds of arbitrary interpretations. Followers of this approach have often allowed the cultural and social-political factors of their time to influence their interpretation. Tomorrow, we'll look at three other views of Revelation. In this series, we're studying the four views of Revelation that have been taught throughout church history. The second view is called the preterist view. The word preter is derived from the Latin, which means past. Preterists believe that the prophecies of the Olivet Discourse in Matthew 24 and Revelation 1-19 were fulfilled in the first century with the fall of Jerusalem in 70 AD. Now, some view the later chapters as referring to the fall of the Roman Empire and the return of Christ. For this reason, preterists hold to a pre-70 AD date of the writing of the book of Revelation. According to this view, John was writing specifically to the church of his day and had only its situation in mind. This letter was written to encourage the saints to persevere under the persecution of the Roman Empire. The preterist view teaches that chapters 1 to 3 describe the conditions of the seven churches of Asia Minor prior to the Jewish War of 66 to 70 AD. Chapters 4 through 19 and Jesus' Olivet Discourse describe the fall of Jerusalem to the Romans. Preterists give several reasons to support this view. First, that Jesus' statement in the Olivet Discourse, "Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place." A generation usually refers to 40 years, and the fall of Jerusalem then would fit within the time Jesus predicted. Second, Josephus' detailed account of the fall of Jerusalem appears in several ways to match the symbolism of Revelation. And finally, this view would be directly relevant to John's readers of the day. There are several criticisms of this view. First, the events described in Jesus' Olivet Discourse and in Revelation 14 and 19 differ in several ways from the fall of Jerusalem. One author says, quote, "The major problem with the preterist position is that the decisive victory portrayed in the latter chapters of the Apocalypse was never achieved. It is difficult to believe that John envisioned anything less than the complete overthrow of Satan, the final destruction of evil, and the eternal reign of God. If this is not to be, then either the seer was essentially wrong in his major thrust of his message, or his work was so helplessly ambiguous that its first recipients were all led astray." Unquote. Second, the preterist position rests on a pre-70 AD date of writing, and there is some evidence to suggest that indeed this is written around 95 AD. Tomorrow we'll look at two other views of Revelation. In this series, we are studying the four views of Revelation that have been taught throughout church history. The third view is called the historicist approach. This view teaches that Revelation is a symbolic representation that presents the course of history from the apostle's life until the end of the age. The symbols in the Apocalypse correspond to events in history of Western Europe, which include various popes, the Protestant Reformation, the French Revolution, and rulers such as Charlemagne. Most interpreters place the events of their day in the latter chapters of Revelation. Now, many of the adherents to this position view chapters 1 to 3 as seven periods in church history. Chapters 4 through 7, the breaking of the seals, symbolize the fall of the Roman Empire. And then chapters 8 to 10, the trumpet judgments, represent the invasions of the Roman Empire by the Vandals, the Huns, and many other particular groups. Among Protestant historicists of the Reformation, the Antichrist in Revelation was believed to be the papacy. Revelation chapters 11 through 13 represent the true church in its struggle against Roman Catholicism. The bowl judgments of Revelation 14 to 16 represents God's judgment on the Catholic Church, culminating in the future overthrow of Catholicism pictured in chapters 17 to 19. Well, there are several criticisms with this approach. First, this approach allows for a wide variety of interpretations. Adherents have a tendency to interpret the text throughout the context of their period. Thus, many saw the climax of the book happening in their generation. John Walvoord points out the lack of agreement among historicists. He states, quote, "As many as 50 different interpretations of the book of Revelation therefore evolve depending on the time and circumstances of the expositor." Second, this view really focuses mostly on the events of the church in Western Europe and says very little about the church in the East. so its narrow scope fails to account for God's activity throughout the rest of the world. And finally, this view would have little significance for the church of the first century, who John was addressing. It is unlikely that they would be able to interpret Revelation as this historical approach suggests. This view rose to popularity during the Protestant Reformation, but has since declined in popularity and influence. In this series, we're studying the four views of Revelation that have been taught throughout church history, and the fourth view is the futurist view. This view teaches that the events of the Olivet Discourse and Revelation chapters 4 through 22 will occur in the future. Futurists divide the book of Revelation into three sections as indicated in chapter 1, verse 19, what you have seen, what is now, and what will take place later. Chapter 1 describes the past, what you have seen. Chapters 2 and 3 describe the present, what is now, and the rest describe future events, what will take place later. Futurists apply a literal approach to interpreting Revelation. Chapters 4 through 19 refer to a period known as the 7-year tribulation. During this time, God's judgments are actually poured out upon mankind as contained in the seals, trumpets, and bowls. Chapter 19 refers to Christ's second coming and the battle of Armageddon, followed by a literal 1,000-year rule of Christ upon the earth in chapter 20. Chapters 21 to 22 are events that follow the millennium, the creation of the new heaven and the new earth, and the arrival of the heavenly city upon earth. Now, futurists argue that a consistent, literal, or plain interpretation is to be applied to the understanding of the book of Revelation. This means applying the rules of grammar, staying consistent with the historic framework, and the context of the writing. Literal interpretation does not discount figurative or symbolic language. Futurists teach that prophecies that use symbolic language are also to be normally interpreted according to the laws of language. This view is widely popular among evangelical Christians today. One of the most popular versions of futurist teaching is dispensational theology, propounded by such schools as Dallas Theological Seminary and Moody Bible Institute. Critics of this view argue that the futurist view would render the book irrelevant to the original readers of the first century. Another criticism is that Revelation is apocalyptic literature and that a literal interpretation is not the intent of the author. Hank Anagraph states, "Thus, when a biblical writer uses a symbol or an allegory, we do violence to its intentions if we interpret it in a strict literal manner," unquote. A popular interpretation of apocalyptic literature is the symbolic or allegorical approach. This week, we've studied four different approaches to Revelation. We hope that this has been helpful and encourage you to study this book.